Good evening, Ambit Nation. This is Executive Consultant Jared Abshire from McKinney, Texas. I'm excited to be the host for tonight's call, the Sunday Night Business Builders call. It's each and every week, and I get the distinct honor and pleasure of introducing our special guest speaker tonight. So we'll just get right into that without further ado. The speaker for tonight's call is a national consultant, which if you have any guests or newer consultants on the line, that is the highest promotion level in the Ambit compensation plan. So it doesn't get any higher than that. They haven't made intergalactic, commander or any type of position like that at the current time, but it's national consultant is the tip of the spear, so to speak. This gentleman is for his awards from Ambit Corporate. He's an Impact Award winner, recent award winner, multiple top 10 income earner rewards, multiple five-star trips. Those are awarded to top-performing consultants. He's got a litany of those really cool luggage tags and obviously the memories to boot with all of those trips that are just wonderful, amazing trips all around the world. He is a Pure Energy Award winner, and he is part of the Millionaire Club, which is you've made more than $1 million in the compensation plan and in direct sales. That's quite an accomplishment, and I get the distinct pleasure of introducing him tonight because he's going to share some nuggets of wisdom and also, talk about his story. I don't want to steal any of his thunder, but I will mention a couple of things real fast. I am super partial for this gentleman because he's not only a friend but a mentor and someone that, in my downline, that has challenged me to elevate my game, so to speak, in all areas and walks of life, and specifically, with respect to, just pushing yourself to the max and just expecting more out of yourself, which I never necessarily really got that growing up and everything, and we're very similar in age and everything like that, but his level of success before Ambit Energy is just phenomenal. He's always been a hustler, a hard worker, a whatever it takes kind of attitude. And most people say that you're kind of the sum of the five people that you hang around with, and definitely consider him a running buddy from that aspect. And so it just always just stretches my vision about what I think is possible, he always tells me, I used to be a band director, that life is no longer exists anymore. And thank goodness for that, because the life change that's available through this great company, Ambit Energy, and a lot of our family has just been phenomenal, and I attribute a very extremely high percentage of success in Ambit Energy to this gentleman. So without further ado, please give a muted welcome to national consultant, my good friend and mentor, Mr. Doug Parker. Can you hear me, sir?
I got you, Jared. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. It's like crystal clear, my friend.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, I appreciate the introduction, and it has been a pleasure running with you for the past 10 years. And so I'm just going to jump right in right now, so we're making great use of everybody's time. Like Jared mentioned, I'd had some success in life prior to Ambit, but I'm gonna wind it back just a little bit. I'm gonna go way back in the time machine to like 40 years ago. 40 years ago, I had grown up in East Texas, but my parents moved down to Houston. And I was an only child. I only knew really living with my parents. I mean, hang out all the time. We didn't have daycare back then. I remember riding like the floorboard of cars, or in the back seat, or up in the back window when we weren't required to wear seatbelts. My mom, did not work, and my dad, he actually drove trucks, not like 18-wheelers, but like hotshot trucks, all over the country. And I had the opportunity to go to like 25 states as a small child, which is kind of cool. However, I had never spent any time away from my parents. Not only was I an only child, I'd spent all my time with my parents. And then we moved to Houston, and my dad got a more traditional job where he wasn't driving trucks. He was working at a trucking company. That's what took us to Houston. And my mom got a job when I went off to kindergarten, and I hated school. I just didn't like it because it was so different for me. It was a culture shock living in Houston. It was people that were different than I was. It was being around a bunch of kids, which I had never been around. I was just pretty much felt like it was just terrorized. I just did not like that lifestyle and did everything I could to not have to go to school. And, you know, I'd had a great childhood for all intents and purposes kind of up to that point, but I just didn't like school. And that kind of got me off on the wrong foot of school. And then a couple years later, my parents got a divorce, which that wasn't really all that great. And I, you know, luckily had a little bit of intelligence, but I never really liked going to school. And so I never really did any homework. I just kind of did enough to get by, and I always made A's and B's. I didn't really cause too much trouble or anything, but I really didn't like school. But what I did like was work. I've always been intrinsically motivated. I like to make money. Money gave me options. So I'm going to do two things right now. I'm going to ask you if you don't have it already, take a quick break and get a pen and paper. Get something to write down, because I'm going to throw some nuggets at you tonight you might want to write down, because at some point you're probably going to say, you know, hey, how'd that call with Doug go? And you may say, oh, it was terrible. Or you might say, man, it was great. And then it's like, what'd you like about it? And then if you can't remember, you don't go apply it, it doesn't help you at all. So get a pen and paper so you can write some stuff down for a person that strikes you. Number two is that zip a text out real quick. You know, if there's anybody else you think might benefit that's in your organization, zip a couple texts out, you know, multitask. Listen while you're sending some text out. Maybe put me on speakerphone and zip a couple texts out to people to get them on the call and take notes. So so anyway, I'm basically, you know, not loving school, and I really like making a little bit of money, because I grew up in a time where, you know, my mom, after my parents got divorced, was a single mom and made minimum wage, which in like 1983 or 84, I think it was about $3.15 an hour, okay? $3.15 an hour, I think, is what my mom made. You work 40 hours and you make about $130 or something to that effect per week, okay? My dad paid child support, but you put all that together and it still wasn't hardly any money at all. And so I grew up where we would go to Tyler. I grew up in East Texas. We moved back to East Texas, and we'd go to, on a special day, maybe I was getting a haircut, maybe once every couple months, we'd go out to a little place, Casole, a Mexican restaurant, and we'd get both of us would get an enchilada of child's play. It was $1.99 a piece. That's what we had for dinner. And my mom ate the same thing, and it was a super night out for us. And so I didn't really have much. I grew up with situations where I had holes in my jeans and stuff where that wasn't really cool. It wasn't cool and trendy like it is now, where kids, you know, cut holes in their jeans. I had them because they were worn out and they were too short. That wasn't cool either. But I really went through some hard times. And so I always wanted to make money. I'd rake leaves. I'd mow lawns. I did everything it took to make some extra money, because I knew money gave me options. So if you're taking notes right now, I just want to tell you, that's a good one. Money gives you options, okay? You might have heard somebody say that how the Bible says that money is the root of all evil. It does not say that. It says the love of money. That's when you're taking it kind of out of order and making it an idol. That's when it becomes the root of all evil, the love of it. But money absolutely gives you options. And when you don't have many, it's nice every once in a while to have some, like, you know, eating, shelter, transportation, things like that. Okay. So, money gives you options. So I always wanted to work hard. I always wanted to make a little bit extra money. And then both my parents got remarried, and frankly, I didn't like either one of my step parents at all. I had terrible relationships with them, and that made me not really want to spend time at home. I kind of bounced back and forth from house to house, and then finally, by the time I was like 15 or 16, I really started working, and then I just started grinding. I almost didn't I almost dropped out of high school and just got a GED, because I'm like, this is a waste of my time. I'm never going to college, so I just want to get out of here and go to work for real, because I'm working 40 hours a week anyway. Why waste another 15 or 20 or 30 hours or whatever it was at school? Let me just go straight to work. And but I hung in there primarily because I wanted to go to a prom. I just wanted to go hang out and have fun with my friends. But I made it through high school and graduated, you know, made, like I said, pretty decent grades. And then I got into the real world, and I wanted to grow up. I always want to grow up. I always want to make money. And I found out real quick what it was like to be a grown-up. When I was 19, got married. By the time I was 20, we had two kids. And I used to just think, if I could make about $50,000 a year, I would just have it on easy street. I could buy me a new Camaro, and I'd be good. Well, it didn't really work out that way. I got married, had a couple kids, had an accident, broke my hand, and my wife was still going to school. She was a full-time student at Texas Women's University, and it was just this like tumultuous time in my life. And you know, I know that there's a lot of people that are on this call or listening to it on a replay that probably have gone through some hard times, and you might be going through hard times right now. You may be thinking, you don't know how you're gonna make ends meet. What are you gonna do to give yourself some options to maybe pay for a meal, pay for some daycare, pay a mortgage or rent payment, you know, pay for a car payment. I truly know what that feeling is like. A lot of times it's glossed over because of some of the success that I've had in life, but that ain't how it all started. And I mentioned the accident that I had, and I truly was kind of handicapped for a little while. My hand was in a cast for like 3 months. I had 8 pins in my hand, and where I could always go out and hustle and do extra work, I really couldn't do that for a while. And I just made a decision. I'm like, God willing, I will never be broke again. And ever since then, I have absolutely hustled for the past, 26 years after that accident, or 27 years, whatever it's been. I just have hustled, and sometimes it may be too much. There's extremes in life, and I'm definitely an extreme worker. I'm an extreme hustler. I do whatever it takes. People ask me, what do I do? And I just reply back to them with whatever it takes. And they kind of smile like, man, what do you do? I'm like, yeah, really, whatever it takes, that's what I do. And I'm gonna find a way to win. And if you're on this call right now, you're wanting to do the same thing. I assure you, that's why you're on the call, because you want to win too. And there's different levels of winning. You don't have to make $1 million in Ambit Energy to consider it a win. There are situations where you could make a few hundred extra dollars and maybe prevent a car from getting repoed. And that's a win, okay? I don't know about you, but I've gone to restaurants before and I've had to swap one of my cards and it didn't go through. I'm like, hey, we'll try this one then. You know what I mean? Maybe something was wrong with that one. I know what's wrong with it. There's nothing available on the card, okay? I remember what that feels like. So, yes, it's great to have a lot of money, but even making a little money is a great start. So, you fast forward, had some success in some businesses. And then about 10 years ago, one of my employees, he comes and knocks on my door. He knocks on the door, and I open the door, and it's a guy that I had recruited to come to work with me, and I had big plans for him. I didn't know exactly which angle he was going to go into my businesses, but I felt like, man, this guy's a winner, and I really can't wait to have him doing stuff. But it was on the six-month anniversary of the day I brought him on board where he said, hey, man, let's give it 6 months. Let's figure out which direction we go in, and then we'll go from there. And he comes in and tells me, man, I think I'm gonna try this new opportunity, but I want to get your opinion on it. He starts telling me about it, and I'm like, that sounds a lot like Ambit Energy. And he goes, it is. And he goes, how do you know about it? I said, well, the last time my company was on the Inc. 500 list, Ambit was the number one fastest growing privately held company in America, and I had sent a handwritten letter to Jerry Thompson Jr. just congratulating him on being number one, and I didn't really meet him, but I saw him at the Black Tie event in up in Maryland where we received our awards from Inc. And it had been actually a couple years since I had sent it in, but I remembered the company, and I was like, man, sign me up. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And I fast tracked to regional consultant in like 6 days or something, and then I proceeded to slow track to senior consultant and slow track to executive consultant. But I made a decision at the end of 2016. It's hard to believe that it's been that long. But I made a decision that I was going to get promoted to executive consultant because I knew that unlocked like 92.5% of the compensation plan. Now, write that down also. If you're not an executive consultant yet, you can unlock 92.5% of the compensation plan when you hit executive. That's where there's some true massive money that really gets made on an individual basis, on your individual production, because you can't really control team production. All you can control is your individual activities, and activities will ultimately dictate production. But when you get to executive, that's when you unlock a big part of the compensation plan. So you get a big raise percentage-wise, the biggest raise percentage-wise from marketing consultant to regional consultant. However, as you continue to go up, you unlock the majority of the compensation plan, and it's great being a national consultant, don't get me wrong. But you unlock the majority of the money at executive. So that's what you absolutely need to be shooting for, is executive consultant in this business, okay? So I made a decision. I got to get to executive consultant. I mapped it all out. I reported back. You know, Jared and I communicated every single day. And I had talked to Brian, and I talked to Steve, and I talked to Philip, and I talked to, well, those are ambassadors, and many other people, because I did a little podcast. And I made it public I was going to get promoted. But then I realized I was about 60 days out from ambition in 2016, and I needed 60 consultants in the right place and the company customers and all that stuff. And I didn't open my big old mouth and told everybody. Now, I had a decision to make at that point. I could either follow up and be a man of my word and get it handled, or I could put my tail between my legs and say, well, you know, it's a bunch to do, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get there or not. But we're going to talk about goals here in a minute and writing them down and some of those things. But I want to let you know that you don't want to keep them a secret. You want to tell the world. That's something I learned from Eric Worre when we spent some time together a couple years ago in a mastermind group. You want to tell the world, okay, what you have going on. Because you know what that did was? It kept Doug accountable. Steve and Brian and Phil, they weren't ever going to call me up and say, oh, man, hey, sorry you didn't hit your goal, you know what I mean, you little loser, that's, you know, don't worry about it. They would never do that. But I knew I told them, and I didn't want to be a loser. I didn't want to back up on what I had, you know, said publicly that I was going to do. So I went into double time and hustled and helped build my team and helped get five people to senior consultant so I could get promoted to executive consultant and unlock that 92.5% of the compensation plan, okay? So got promoted there. Then ultimately, you know, there's not such thing as a fast track to national, but I did it in a little under 2 years from executive to national. Hit the $1 million mark, and now I'm tripled that up and on my way to 4 million, and I'm going to hit the 5 million mark. My goal is to clip off that 5 million mark in less than a year from now. So, you know, that's a goal. I'm telling you right now on a recorded call. On whatever day is April the 22nd, okay, of 2023, that my goal is in the next 18 months to hit the $1 million club. I'm not telling you that because I'm going to brag or nothing. I'm telling you that because I'm putting out for the world to hear, because I'm making it known what my goals are, what I want to accomplish. Okay, so before ambition of 2024, I want to have that purple jacket. I want to get out of this yellow jacket. That thing doesn't look good on my skin tone. It's not a good color for me. So that's one of my goals, what I got going on. So that's kind of been my ambit journey. And there's been so many different things with five-star trips and cool events and trainings and ambitions and getting to know people. And I was just thinking about J. Emma the other day. It's kind of an inside joke for a lot of people, but, you know, I like to say I'm Jay's friend. And Jay is I'm his friend as well. But Jay is friends with everybody. But I mean, there's just been a ton of events that I just love to see my buddy Jay anytime we go to an event, just to give him a hug, like a sincere, just what's up, man? How you been? Kind of a thing with no agenda. He's not on my team. He don't make no money on me. I don't make no money on him. But there's tons of things like that that are just so cool. And some of the expansions that we've done over the years and the blood, sweat, and tears that go into this stuff, it's really pretty amazing how it works. So, you know, that's been my ambit journey, but I want to give you some practical tips, okay, to just things that you can do in your business and things to be aware of, because, you know, the reality is that incremental improvement has been something that has worked really, really well for me over the years. It's just incrementally getting a little bit better every day, getting a few more things in place every day and building momentum, you know, in Miami. So I understand that some people might be struggling right now. I understand that, you know, it's not an overnight success. I'm going to tell you something. I know I'm on a recorded line here. I get my first year in Ambit Energy, I made about $5,000, okay? Now, this dude has made whatever, $3+ million or almost four, or whatever the number is now. I made $5,000 my first year, okay? My second year, I made about $5,000. My third year, I made $10,000. In 3 years, I made $20,000, okay? So now 7 years later, I'm clipping right at whatever the number is, $4 million or whatever, but But my point is, if you're not having the kind of success that you want to have, well, guess what? I wasn't having the kind of success I wanted to have for the first 3 years either. I remember looking, TM Bowie has shared some stuff with me over the years where he's opened up his power zone and showed me different things from when he first started. And his first 1 year, 2 year, 3 years weren't that great. But guess what? Years 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, I think he's on now. Oh, they got real good. And so I really want to just kind of key into a couple people that maybe aren't exactly where you want to be. Maybe you're just brand new in the business and you don't know what you don't know. But I want to tell you that it's not going to be an overnight success. It's not how this business works. Some might, but not this one. It requires consistent effort and a willingness to improve every single day. So let's go with number one, set clear and specific goals. I mean, you've all seen the SMART goals. So specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Okay, SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, write that down. You got to have SMART goals. And then you need to write down your goals. You want to write them down. You want to go over them for daily motivation so it helps you stay focused. You want to share them with other people. Maybe it's somebody in your upline. Maybe it's somebody that's in your organization that's sidelined from you. But find someone to tell what your goals are, just like I told you what my goal was to hit $5 million, okay? That's a goal for Doug Parker. I want people to know about it, not because somebody's going to tell me if I don't hit it, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you didn't hit it. I want to know because I set it out there, so it's going to push me because I'm intrinsically motivated to go get it. Number two, you want to master the basics. You know, you need to listen to your upline and see what they've told you to do and follow what they're doing. You want to make sure, because they're the ones that have a financial interest in helping you have success. And the upline, you know, have built a path. I mean, success leaves a trail. So if there's anything that I tell you that's maybe a little bit off the direction they told you, clarify with them. Make sure that, you know, that it lines up properly. But I'm going to tell you right now that in this business, you got to get customers. That's the only way to get paid. You don't get paid for signing a new team member up. So you got to get in becoming an expert at gathering customers so that, you know, you first get your first 15, so you get your free electricity. You get the 20, so you unlock the compensation plan. And then you get you a few more so that you always have at least 20, so you've got the full 7 levels unlocked. But then it's always good to have a few extra customers coming in. So if you have some new team member that wants to join, maybe you can help them out with a customer if they become a customer themselves, you know, so they can get their first bonus, get them making money. You also want to teach your teams how that they can gather customers and do the same thing. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's all about gathering a handful of loyal customers, people we know, love, and trust, and helping other people do the same thing. But you have to be an expert at it because people don't want to follow people that don't know what the heck they're doing, okay? You got to figure it out. You got to practice on your, you know, your communication skills. It's all about communication in this business. So you may not be that great at communicating, and that's okay. I used to hate public speaking. That's one of the things in school that I never did. I wasn't going to do it. I was like, I'll make good enough grades. You can fail me on what's oral report or whatever. I don't care because I ain't doing it. And that's just how it's going to be. And I didn't do it. And I was probably 20, 25, 26, 27 before I ever publicly spoke. I don't know how many thousands or ten thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars it cost me, maybe millions, because I never spoke in a public setting because I was scared. So if you're scared, that's okay. Just don't be scared no more. Get over it. Find a way to get better at it. Maybe it's going to a Toastmasters class, okay? Maybe it's going to a business presentation and asking if you can, you know, maybe just greet people. I mean, just hello, hey, welcome, come on in. Point them in the right direction. Then maybe at some point you can call the meeting to order, and then eventually, you know, you can kind of go through that presentation standpoint. And get, you know, get even better and better at that. But you gotta, you know, you gotta practice. Practice doesn't make perfect, okay? Perfect practice makes perfect. That's another thing you want to write down. Perfect practice is perfect. So you gotta just start, and then once you start, then you can get better, and then when you get better, then you can get good, and when you get good, you can turn into great, but you gotta get started is the number one thing. So get started. Okay. Number three on this list, build relationships. This is a networking business. Okay. This is not a no working business. This is a networking business. So you got to get out and network. Jared talked about that I'm in his organization. Yeah, I am in his organization, but he did not sponsor me. What he did was he went to a BNI group, and there was a guy named Stephen Smiley in that BNI group. He had sponsored Stephen Smiley. Stephen Smiley met up with another guy, James Penny, that worked for me, and then James sponsored me. So I'm a couple generations down from Jared, but because he got out of his comfort zone as a band director that he was, because he knew that he loved music and he loved a lot about it, and still to this day, I hear him listen to music. It's classical music. He's in there just jamming out, listening to some classical music while he's working. Meanwhile, he's getting paid for doing ambit, okay? Teaching doesn't pay. It's unfortunate. They don't pay teachers what they're worth, okay? He couldn't provide for his family and do the things he wanted to do by continuing to be a teacher. So what he did was he was a teacher, and then he went to other stuff as well and worked extra to meet people. And then he met somebody that met somebody that met somebody that knew me, that sponsored me that day when they knocked on my door. So you got to get involved. Maybe it's going to a BNI meeting. Maybe there's some kind of other local meetings you can go to. Maybe it's a Chamber of Commerce meeting. There's all kinds of things that you can do. There's breakfast, there's lunch, there's dinners. There's all kinds of activities that you can get involved in. And if you don't know of any kind of, you know, genuine like business related type things you can do, go volunteer somewhere. Volunteer. There's always a need for volunteers. If you're not a good speaker, go volunteer somewhere, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to ask you, what do you do? Because that's what people do. They're volunteering, and then they ask people. They're just small talking. That's a great opportunity to serve your community, also to get involved, meet other people. I mean, everything about it kind of works. So if you don't have anything that sticks out to you with, like, meetings that you can get involved in, business, that kind of stuff, just go volunteer somewhere. I promise you, people will take you as a volunteer, and that'll help you with your communication skills and your community involvement. Number four. Consistency is key. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of riding a bicycle. Hypothetically, everybody kind of look into your own brain a little bit. Remember riding a bicycle when you was a kid. Okay, you're riding that bicycle, and I think probably everybody's done this before. You're pedaling as fast as you possibly can. You pedal, and your foot slides off of the thing, and bam, it hits you in the shin. No, I'm just playing. That's happened to me a bunch. No, you're pedaling, everything goes good on this hypothetical. You're pedaling, and you're pedaling so dang fast. I mean, you're like, dang, you're flying. And then you stop pedaling, and you just coast as far as you possibly can. And you're coasting for a long time. I mean, because you got momentum on your hand, you're going a long, long, long way, right? And then eventually you're going, and then it starts slowing down, it starts wiggling, and you're kind of steering your steering wheel just a little bit before it falls over, and then you put your foot down, you know, and you kind of softly landed there, right? But imagine that you never stop pedaling. I'm not saying you got to pedal like a maniac all the time, but I'm saying you gently continue to pedal. You get the speed going, and then you just keep the steady pressure on. That's what you got to do in this business. You got to be consistent every single day, consistent, persistent, you know, over time, and that's how you have success in this business. Every single day, even if it's just for a few minutes, okay? So if you're writing stuff down, write down every single day. Every single day you're doing something for your business, because momentum, it's easy to lose, okay? The reason why some people are so hard to beat is because they never quit, okay? I mean, I tell people all the time, man, you might beat me, you might, but good luck, you know what I mean? I mean, it's going to be fun because I ain't going to quit, and normally that's what happens. The first person that quits loses. And from Steve Thompson, you know, his catch slogan is just never quit. I mean, that is the thing, is never quit, never, ever, never, 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 ever quit. All right, number five on here, seek help and support. Reach out to your upline, your crossline, you know, other successful team members. Success leaves a path. Make sure that you're always looking for help and finding ways to have success. Yeah, there are some outside-the-box things that you can do. I always recommend my team. If you got some kind of outside-the-box idea, I think that's fantastic, okay? Do that like 10% of what you think you need to do. Then the other 90%, listen to what I tell you to do. Because I've made this kind of money, I've gotten promoted to this level because there's a system that I have that works, and your idea might be 10 times better than mine. It truly might be. And if it is, and you're doing that 10% of the time, then your 10% times 10 times better is going to make you about 100%. And then my 90%, the way it works, is going to make you about 90%. So you might be slightly better than me on that 10%. What I have found is very, very few times is some brand new person, wet behind the ears, brand new to the business, going to have something that's 10 times better than what we've already got working. Okay. So just do it a little bit of something different, but just follow the path, the proven path that you're guided by your upline. and then attend trainings and conferences and webinars, anything you can do. Things like this call right now, if you're listening to it, you're taking this advice already. You're proactive. You already knew that you need to be doing this kind of things. Kevin and Rose Duncan have a great Millionaire Mastermind 5, number 5 coming up. I remember number 1 back, I guess it was 5 or 6 years ago. I can't remember if there was one that was done. I guess we did one during the pandemic virtually. But yeah, I remember, you know, we took a cross-country trip from Dallas down to Houston and had some off-road we had to do to get there. But they have put an enormous amount of effort into putting together a phenomenal lineup. And there's going to be some really great lessons that are going to be learned that you will absolutely miss out on if you don't attend. And that's going to be on 4/29 here coming up this coming weekend. And you can go to teamambit.com to get registered for that and check it all out. And then I heard several people that said they were already registered and signed up for it. But go register for that right now. Write that down, teamambit, T-E-A-M, teamambit.com. And then also exhibition. So it just got announced, I think, on maybe Thursday or Friday that the save the date. It's going to be August 31st through September the 2nd. Write those dates down. Save the date. Mark them on your calendar. If you're not showing up for ambition this year, I'm just telling you right now, you're not serious about your business. I mean, you can just might as well quit if you're not going to go to ambition because you're not serious about the business. So you got to find a way to make it because corporate does phenomenal promotions and events. And you get to meet people, you get pumped up. Again, raise your hand, hypothetically here, raise your hand up in the air if you've ever been told no, if you've ever had any negativity, if you ever had a family member that told you you're crazy doing one of those pyramid things or whatever, right? So what it does is it's an emotional piggy bank, okay? You get to go to these events and you get your piggy bank filled back up with positivity. And then you go back out in the world, and then the world is kind of negative. Like it, you know, piles a bunch of poop into the barn. And, you know, it's just one of those kind of scenarios where you got to get some positive stuff piled back in there too, because if you don't have the positivity and it's all negative, then you will quit. That's what's going to happen. So you got to go to events. You got to get on calls like this. You got to get engaged, the Millionaire Mastermind, all those kinds of things so that you have the ability to balance out some of the negativity, because you're going to have negativity in your life. I assure you, there's no doubt about it. All right. And then number 6 here is embrace a growth mindset. Okay. You're either growing or you're dying. That's how this world works. Okay. It's how businesses work. It's how, you know, organisms work. It's how organizations work. And it's how you will work in this business. You're either growing or you're dying. And if you're not growing, then you're dying. So we got to make sure that we've got you, you know, you're embracing that growth mindset. And, you know, you really have to, you have to believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to, okay? That's the bottom line. People don't be around losers. People don't be around winners, okay? And, you know, I love this little video of this dad talking to the kids and this little T-ball players. And it says, you know, something in the effect of, you know, if somebody tells you that, you know, it's just about having fun. It's not. There's winners and there's losers, okay? And we're winners. He's telling the kids, we're winners. So let's go out there and win. Hey, guys, we're winners on this call. We're part of Ambit Energy, okay? The best energy company in the world in direct sales. We're the number 1. We just got announced a couple days ago, number 14 in the world in network marketing. And that's going up to, you know, against companies that have been around for 100 plus years. We are absolutely winners, and we're going to keep winning. Jared mentioned it earlier, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So don't be around a bunch of losers. Get around a bunch of winners and start winning at a higher level. And, hey, you know what? I look forward to seeing each and every one of you at Ambition. I assure you I will be there. If I don't see you, you know, sometime between now and then, hopefully I will. But I've got my calendar already marked. I literally marked it the second I got that in and carved it out on that weekend. So I can't wait to see every single one of you having success. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with, this is my little trademark to an extent. I want you to write down what your number is. Every time I meet somebody as an up-and-comer, I'm like, what's your number? Okay? And the bottom line is you got to know what your number is. And what I mean by that is, what's your number to your next promotion? Okay, what does it take to get from marketing consultant to regional consultant? Okay? 18 people in your organization, right? So you got to get really three people that each get promoted to RC, and you're already there. We can talk about that later, but that's the quickest way to get there. To get to senior consultant, you know, you got to get you know, promoted there. You got to executive consultant. You got to get, how many get there? You got to get national consultant. How many got to get there? You need to know what your number is, so that you always know what it takes to get promoted to that next level, so you can push as hard as you possibly can, so that you go to the next event promoted at that next rank and try to bring as many people as you can in your organization at that next rank to the event with you, so you can get a great start on that next rank. So with that being said, Jared, I super appreciate you hosting the call, my friend. I appreciate everyone jumping on. I hope there's been a couple nuggets of information that have will help others have success in this business. And everybody go out there and be ambitious.
Awesome, Doug. Thank you so much. Just want to rifle through this real quick of the recap for anybody that take notes. If you missed this, obviously you can go to Brian McClure's website to review the calls at your leisure once they do get posted. But some finer points on the notes from National Consultant Doug Parker. Money gives you options, admitting that there are limits, but you got to find a way to win and just recognize what success is for you specifically, no matter how big or how small. 92.5% of the comp plan is released at executive consultant, so get there ASAP. Tell the world about your promotion. Incrementally improve SMART goals and share them with people. Master the basics, customer, teaching others to gather customers. Practice communication skills. Perfect practice makes perfect. Build relationships, one of my favorites. Networking groups, volunteer. Get out your comfort zone. Consistency every single day. Seek help and support. This is the second favorite one, poop in the barn. That's awesome. We don't want poop in the barn. So go to ambition, growth mindset, and what's your number? Can't thank you enough, Doug Parker, for being on the call and the guests and laying that wisdom down. I'm going to unmute the lines here so everybody can say thank you to everybody. Hang tight just for a second. Let me get the mute done here.